Hi, this is a dictation for Rachel Reynolds. R-A-Y-C-H-E-L-L-R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Date of service is 4/18/2023. Date of birth is 2/12/1992. Patient Reynolds Rachel is here for a follow-up visit today. She has seen 7 days ago, and she is here as a consequence of a gunshot wound that she had. The entry wound was from the right buttock, lower part of the buttock, as well as exit point was in the anterior part of the thigh, just below the inguinal region. And the patient suspects a femoral nerve injury, although the physicians at Henry Ford Hospital do not think so. They have asked her to wait for 3 to 4 months before going for EMG. Henry Ford Hospital has an appointment for surgery, and she's going to be seen there. Currently, she complains of extremely severe pain below the right knee, and it's constant, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is affecting her lifestyle, ADL. Please review the chart for ADLs. She does report 80% relief after taking the pain medications. For system review, please review the chart. There is no neurological or psychological symptoms except for anxiety and some panic. And the patient has only pain in the ankle and foot on the right side, severe. And other than that, no positive history. Additional history, please review the chart as well as for current medication and substance abuse and for compliance history. Physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 132/101, pulse is 69 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 4/11/2023, dictation number 0426-053. Please do general review and the right extremities examination and the musculoskeletal examination only. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. I have continued to renew her prescription for Percocet 10/325. Every 6 hours, 7 days, 28 tablets were provided. Lyrica was added 50 milligram every 8 hours for further help with the neurological damage that she complains. A lidocaine patch 5% was also ordered, 15 days supply. And the patient did not have an ID, so she could not go to the pharmacy that we have linkage with this kind of patient. And she went to her own pharmacy who was able to provide her the medication based on her records. I also provided, but they had a medication for Percocet and Narcos on the back order. So the medication was changed to Tramadol, 50 milligram, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain, 120 tablets were provided. In addition, patient is provided with a compounding cream carrying ketoprofen, flexeril, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocarpin, creamed to use locally. The patient is again stable. She's going to see a surgery department next week, and based on their report and undertaking, will go further. The patient was provided a referral for EMG nerve conduction test for the right lower extremity. And Dr. Verma, who is a neurologist, and Dr. Gaston, who is a neurologist, were also provided to him, to her. An MRI of LS spine is also ordered. She's also referred to a home care agency to evaluate for physical therapy and nurse and a wound care at home basis. Thank you.